And boom goes the dynamite. And boom goes the dynamite.
Good evening, and welcome to episode 25 of Boom Goes the Dynamite, the AEW Dynamite review show here on the Pro Wrestling Only Podcast Network. I'm Jeffrey. With me tonight is Lawrence. Lawrence, how you holding up, man?
Oh my God, I just woke myself after like falling asleep halfway through through the freaking Jericho promo.
Oh jeez. I more meant in general with what's going on, but
it's been a crazy time, I think, for everybody. It's been pretty nuts for me. Been on the front lines essentially as and being in the grocery business, so it's been a wild few weeks.
Yeah, Pete of this network of the host of the Worldcast is also according to Kelly Nelson, I guess he also works full time for a grocer, and I guess he's been up against us. So there's been no the return of the Worldcast has been delayed because of it. Anyway, yeah, I'm just seeing how you're doing. I mean, Chris was here last week, and I know he isn't. He's having a bit of a migraine or something today, so.
Oh, boy.
So it's just us. I have been working at home since last episode. So I mean that's good in that respect. Funny thing about working from home though, I mean all my books, my comics, movies, video games, all these things are right at my fingertips, and I can't touch them for 9 hours out of the day. But with that, I know you didn't watch Dark. I didn't either. I had way too much going on yesterday, having to get some things together for something, and also. I fell in with four episodes of Tiger King on Netflix. That is, oh my, that is an experience. I actually had a shower after one episode. After a particular episode, I was like, I feel so dirty watching this. But yet, you know how it is. You just keep going with it, you know? But have you haven't watched that, have you?
No.
Maybe you should, or maybe you shouldn't. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's kind of a flipping the coin there. But anyway, against all odds, AEW Dynamite did air tonight. Although they earlier in the week they did cancel or postpone the Blood and Guts match.
Yeah.
And yeah, because obviously they couldn't run it in Daly's place because there was not really the room for it. When you don't have the seats, the floor seating set up, there really wasn't the room to put two rings plus a cage in there. So they did run a Dynamite tonight, and boy, does it feel like a show that was kind of thrown together at the last minute. But let's go down this. We're back at Daly's place in Jacksonville, Florida, for AEW Dynamite episode 25. Your host tonight, Tony Schiavone, Kenny Omega, and Cody Rhodes. Jim Ross, Excalibur, nor Taz were able to make it. Make it down to Florida today.
Yeah, the Excalibur was very much missed tonight.
I'm going to say Taz was pretty much missed too.
No doubt. I mean, all of them. I mean, just that this God, Cody and Kenny on commentary was just horrible.
I was not enjoying that. It has to be said. But it's
like a bad Being the Elite episode playing out on a fucking live wrestling show.
Yeah, along with Cody just waxing nostalgic
Oh,
on
God.
yay old WCW days, but we'll get into that because there were some funny things that came from this, maybe unintentionally. So we go right into a match. Brandi Rhodes is still on commentary, and there are still wrestlers. Sean Spears is still in the back taking bets. Now, they did not set the seats up like they did last week.
No, they
so,
did not.
So the wrestlers were out in, were you know, backstage. That seems a little less safe to me than the setup they had last week.
Yeah, like, I don't think that's really, like, much of a difference.
I mean, we're talking, I mean, really, maybe this show shouldn't have been happening at all when you get down to it, but, I guess, with the setup they had last week, at least it was spread out more. You could get some of that social distancing, you know? But no, they did not do that this week, and they didn't set the chairs up. So really, already the atmosphere was a lot, a lot more funereal, or even worse, listening to a theater rehearsal, as we'll get to, in some case, as time goes on. But the we go right into the first match, Cody Rhodes against Jimmy Havoc. And, this match was what it was, really.
It was Jimmy Havoc trying to wrestle.
Yeah,
and almost
succeeding a couple of times.
Yeah, no, I don't know what you would call this. This was a match. Didn't really have much of a meaning to it. It just kind of happened. There was no really, story here. Just kind of Cody Rhodes versus Jimmy Havoc.
Yeah, I mean, it was a meaningless TV match. It almost seems like this was like emblematic of, let's see who's available and throw some matches together.
it's like something you'd see on like WCW like Worldwide and like,
oh yeah,
and like 98. Like,
yeah. Yeah. While the interesting shit's happening on Nitro, here's this match on Worldwide to fill airtime.
Not to say that there was some cool stuff on Worldwide in
the
late 90s.
Oh no, heavens forbid. But I will note that as much as we love Tony Schiavone, he did raise my ire because once again for the second week running, an AEW announcer has taken the Great Muta's name in vain.
Yeah, I don't understand this this Muta like obsession all of a sudden.
Yeah, I don't either. But
I'm not really. Actually, I think I kind of do. It's just probably more the WCW like Cody Rhodes fandom seeping through.
Well, I mean, but also, he is the greatest of all time. So, I mean, there is that. I can I can understand. not that I'm biased in any way.
No, not at all.
But yeah, guys, quit mentioning Muta because
it's just sometimes it's just like they were shoehorning in the references tonight, man.
At least Excalibur seems to do it naturally.
It's Cody was just like, hey, no ring mats. Remember Bill Watts, guys?
Yeah. Well, that was a little later on in the evening, next match. But anyway, Cody wins. You know the drill. I mean,
yeah.
There was no surprise here.
Yeah, Havoc kind of tried to. He did a little bit of his like technical mat work, if you can call it that. it was like a change of pace for him, I guess. It was one, maybe not a great one, but I mean, it was at least something different. Yeah. He did.
Allegedly, he's been wrestling more like this on his recent appearances on AEW Dark, but since I have not watched the last few episodes of that,
And I couldn't be give a fucking damned to like watch that.
Wow. But here you are talking the about the greatness of 98 worldwide, but you can't be bothered to watch Dark.
Listen, does AEW have Silver King wrestling fucking like Randy Savage? No, then my case is rested.
All right. Yeah, okay, point in your favor for that one. But after the match, we got a Jake Roberts video vignette promo thing. And as much as I mocked the one last week, I think I liked last week's better.
Yeah, Jake went off a little bit like the beaten path here a couple times, and it was I don't know, I guess in a way it kind of just like it just kind of like adds more to like their craziness in a way.
I guess, but at the same time it kind of reminds me of you saw Ed Wood, right? The Tim Burton movie with Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The thing with Bela Lugosi. Just yeah. Suddenly yelling, pull the strings, pull the strings.
Yeah.
That's
kind
of what this reminded me of.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was watching it with my girlfriend and via video chat, and she was like, I couldn't understand half of what he said. I'm like, yeah. She was like, you sounded cracked out. I'm like, well, it's funny that you say that.
Oh, boy. Moving on. So we get an actual commercial break. We're not doing split screen this week, apparently, which led to something funny coming up shortly. When we come back, we get a Darby Allin video promo where he sets a table on fire, and there's a bottle with it written in magic marker, a little bit of the bubbly.
Yeah, this was interesting. Yeah. These freaking masks he's doing, man, they creep me out. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Well, I mean, it's work. Actually, those are some pretty well put together video vignettes. It has to be said. I do wonder if Chris ever actually got his bottle that he was supposed to.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
I never heard. We never heard. We never got a review of a little bit of the bubbly. So, Chris, next episode, you're on the hook for a review of that. We go into match number two of the evening, Darby Allin against Kip Sabian. All I'm going to say is, leading up to that, now that I've seen it again, the footage of Colt Cabana jacking Kip Sabian right in the jaw will never fail to pop me.
Yeah, that was really funny.
I was like, holy shit. You know? But the match was okay. I didn't mind it overall. There was a funny part, though, where they went to commercial and TNT forgot to go to commercial. So we got about 30 seconds of the Fight TV banter.
That was incredibly strange.
Yeah, somebody fell asleep there.
That was I was very confused.
Yeah. Yeah, I think somebody fell asleep in the control booth there.
That was something.
But anyway, Darby Allin wins with The Last Supper. I guess what was Cody saying? This is like a Gibson.
Yeah,
I don't know. You know what? I don't even know. He was
Gibson
rambling.
Lake Block or
yeah, something like that. Boy, he was just he was smoking some nostalgia tonight because, holy shit.
Look at me, guys. I know a lot of things.
Yeah. I'm
Cody Rhodes.
I grew up around this shit, don't you know?
Yeah, it's like, yes, Cody. No, you don't say.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah. We then transition into the third match of the evening. Jake Hager against someone named Chico Adams, who I'm not familiar with one bit. Apparently he has a Twitter handle, so hey, good for you, Chico. Congratulations, Chico Adams. I wrote one word for this match, and it was balls.
Squash.
Balls. I could not be fucking bothered.
Just threw him around.
Yeah. And you know, not even Moxley put a saving grace on this. Considering Hager no-sold, you know, Death Rider.
Yeah. That was, so, yeah, that was like, that was pretty stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I
thought that was really, like, really dumb, actually.
Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, he got, like, right up from it. Like, it was... I don't know. I thought that was just ridiculous.
Yeah, that sucked.
There's one thing being a monster, but I mean, when you're just like completely no selling a finish like that, I mean, that's like that's put a lot of guys away. It's just like I don't know. But
yeah, I mean, even Jericho sold Death Rider, like, you know.
Yeah.
Minoru
yeah.
Suzuki sold Death Rider.
Right.
You know.
So I don't know.
Like, does Hager really think he's better than Minoru Suzuki?
Nope, I guess so.
He probably does, actually.
He's probably that much of a douchebag, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, we all know he won't respond to Suzuki like he would, you know, like a, you know, a 16-year-old girl or anything like that.
Yeah. God.
Fucking trash heap. Anyway, this is followed up by a recap and vignette of Brody Lee's debut from last week and... Then a new segment of Brody Lee eating like some steak with two other jabronis. Was that the Beaver Boys?
Yes,
that was the Beaver. Okay,
yes,
so
it was.
And getting the Beaver Boys getting abused for it. And Cody just could not help himself by just constantly repeating the "Daddy eats first, Daddy eats first." Like, shut the fuck up, my God.
I was like very a little weird. I was like, wow, we're getting a little weird here.
Yeah.
So I was reading on Twitter, and the theory is that this is really just a large scale parody of Vince McMahon.
Okay.
What do you think? What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's possible. Is it advisable? Probably not. You know?
I definitely see it now that like when I read it and I'm like, oh yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I guess that's like the long running, like thing I think they're going with is like, it's kind of like the metaphorically like using it, like the Dark Order to compare like Vince and the Fed, basically.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's kind of whack. I think if that's true, that's kind of whack.
Yeah, I don't know. I can see it, though. I kind of see where they're going with that. But
well, I do, too. I just think it would stink if that was the case, you know?
Yeah, no, Brody Lee, it's like, it was a very interesting segment, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. It was, I thought it like really put forth like him as a really tyrannical leader, you know, but I don't know. Also, it's like, it was a little, I guess it was a little corny in a way.
I think it was a lot corny, actually.
Yeah.
And a waste of steak too, I might add.
Yeah.
In these times of great need,
yeah,
racing steaks. When the hell are they able to film these vignettes of him eating steak?
All I know is it just made me very hungry when I watched this.
And, you know,
and I still am very hungry.
And you know, I just watched the steak episode of Ugly Delicious on Netflix. I was like, oh god damn, you know
what the fuck? Like subliminal messaging.
I know, right?
In our media.
Man. Damn. Anyway, this is followed up by a match that really should have been a squash. I guess it technically was a squash, but the squashy got way too much offense. Brody Lee debuting in the ring against QT Marshall.
Oh, yeah. I 100% agree with you on this.
Because I know.
Yeah.
That was... you can tell that the show took a lot out of us tonight, folks. You can tell.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that you want to talk about the squash? That should have been the squash right there.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, it's like this should have been more of a like, you know, feed him to Brody Lee and whatnot. But I mean, yeah, you know, QT did like get like a bit of offense in, but thankfully Brody Lee, I mean, he looked pretty dominant still. I mean, it didn't do a lot to like hurt him or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I agree with you a little bit, but yeah, no, Brody Lee looked really strong here. He looked, you know, he looked really good. It just, some of the stuff didn't look very stiff at all.
Yeah.
Like he completely missed the boot on Marshall, and then he also like the discus lariat, he just kind of like also whiffed on that a little bit. Like they were really didn't work too snug with each other.
I did notice that as well. I mean, obviously, you know, when you work a certain style for so long.
Yeah,
I mean, look how long it took Cody to get out of, you know, Monday Night Raw TV match mode.
Yeah, so I think there might have been some of that, but I mean, even then, I mean, like he's just like a phenomenal talent. So I have no doubt, like he's gonna just have some absolute bangers.
I mean, assuming this all ever gets back to normal, what are the odds we're gonna have like a big hoss division or a big hoss tournament or something in AEW? Because they're starting to collect quite a few of them.
Oh my God, him versus Luchasaurus would be absolutely fantastic.
Yes, that would be fantastic. You're right. That would be absolutely fantastic.
Well, Brody Lee on his way out of WWE had that really great match with Dijak. At the WWE, what was it? Worlds Collide or what show? Yeah, I think it was that. It was that WrestleMania weekend like show that they did with the where they have it at the Access.
Okay, I don't know, but okay, I don't pay attention to that company. So, he had a.
Yeah, a really good match with Dijak on his way out, and so yeah, he does work well with other big guys too. So,
well, I mean, hopefully, you know, maybe we'll get to see that at some point. But you know, right now everything's in such a holding pattern. Who can tell?
Yeah, that's for sure.
We move on to a recap of Matt Hardy's shock appearance last week, along with. A bit of a video promo of Matt Hardy that I don't remember seeing. It maybe was posted to YouTube. I don't know. But then we go to Vanguard 1 creeping on Nick Jackson and his workout from his recovery. That was a waste of time.
Boy, am I already sick of this stuff. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know, this stuff ran its course in TNA, and now it's just like overkill.
I mean, it's been a while since they did it, but I mean,
I think they just did all that they could do with it, and now it's like.
Let's hold that thought to the end.
Well, yeah.
let's hold that thought. And then our final actual match of the evening. Kenny Omega versus Sammy Guevara for the AAA Mega Campeonato. I don't even know if AAA remembers that Kenny Omega has the Mega Campeonato.
I seriously, I'm questioning that at this point, Jeff.
Yeah.
Did AAA just kind of forget about their own title? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah,
he's had it since October and has defended it like three times.
So yeah. Well, that part is not so strange, because Lucha titles do tend to be gassed between Lucha title defenses.
Yeah.
In fairness, but again, when was the last time it was defended in AAA? I think maybe the match against Dragon Lee, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, the point is that it's not as rare as we might think, but yeah, it has been a while. I almost forgot that he had this title still.
Yeah,
You know.
it's kind of almost a joke at this point. It's that he has it still.
Yeah. So, in any event, what did you think of the match?
Oh, him and Sammy. It was a solid match. I think it's hard almost with this no crowd thing, man. Sometimes to really gauge, some of these matches, because it's like I think there was some good work being done here, but just it just doesn't. You don't have that like juice that's normally there,
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
and it just sucks, and it really just it does take a lot from some of these matches, and I mean it was a good there was a cohesive structure to this. I mean, Sammy targeted the obviously the hand of Omega throughout. Sammy's been getting really, really good with his charisma, and it's just like playing to the well, in this case, like no crowd, but
Yeah.
made a crowd for himself with his pictures that he had drawn for him.
Was kind of amusing. A little
He's
creepy, but kind of amusing.
he is something that
Yeah.
could.
Meanwhile, with Cody talking about, Star Trek.
Yeah, Cody was being pedantic about Star Trek fucking captains. I'm like, okay,
Nerd.
Cody, we get it. You're a fucking
Nerd.
nerd. We're gonna stuff you in a locker. Like, we get it.
Watch it now. All
All right.
right, but yeah. Anyway, the match was okay. Yeah, the lack of crowd was really dampening my enthusiasm for
Yo, I.
and the show. I mean, like I said, at least last week when we had, even though it was the talents, at least they were making noise. They were trying to do something with it. You know.
Right. And I think that definitely made a difference. I think you're 100% right, Jeff. It just like didn't feel come nearly the same on this show without anybody there. It just felt soulless. There's just a soulless feel to this whole episode. It just kind of loomed over. And
Yeah, it was like they were just doing this to fill the time slot.
Right, to fill the void. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's just
And
it's
last
thing. It really.
Yeah, last week it worked. This week it definitely did not.
No, yeah, no. Last week was great, and
I wouldn't go so far as to say great, but it was definitely better than I thought it would be, by
yeah,
far.
it was a lot. They did a lot for for the situation. It really did, but
Yeah.
This was definitely a huge step down for them. Oh my God, I really apologize.
Boy, we yeah. Oh boy. This is turning into an episode, isn't it? But yeah, overall, yeah, the match was good. It's probably the best match of the night, but even so is like, look,
Yeah.
okay. And yeah, and so yay, Kenny Omega defeats Sammy Guevara, one-winged angel. Successful third defense of the AAA Mega Campeonato. That again, I don't even. I mean, at this point, we have to wonder. Look who, everyone who is not there, and how much they had to fill 2 hours with.
Yeah.
And boy, did that come home with this final segment. With Chris Jericho confronting Matt Hardy. And I have to admit, I liked this at first when Jericho was talking to Vanguard One and taking the absolute piss out of his own Join the Inner Circle speech. I thought that was good. Like he recognized the ridiculousness of the situation. But then, cue Matt Hardy and, his teleportation act. And, some of what he said was pretty funny, like the first couple of minutes. But boy, did this not fill a segment the way I
Yeah.
thought they think they did. So yeah, I sent a message to another group chat where I said, yeah, I think I'm already done with broken Matt Hardy.
Yeah. Yeah, I just like Jericho made, you know, freaking, you know, the whole thing like at least like watchable. It was just him yelling at the fucking drone. It was just like
it was funny at least, you know.
Fucking
it,
hilarious.
I mean, yeah, again, he recognized how ludicrous the situation is, you know, and tried to work with it. But then, you know, the Matt Hardy shtick, and you know, the fact that they didn't use a mic, which made no sense to me. they didn't use a mic for this.
Yeah.
So it was like watching a community theater rehearsal.
It was so bizarre.
Like they're orating, you know, but you know, to nobody.
Yeah, and then like didn't Cody like refer to it as the Britney Spears mic?
Yeah, he did, but he wasn't wearing the Britney Spears mic is the problem. So I don't know. I mean, whatever. In the end, you know, Sammy Guevara attacks Matt Hardy from behind. Jericho and Kenny Omega make the save, and yay, Inner Circle versus the Elite. Blood and Guts will happen at some point. Who knows when?
Yeah.
Good grief. Yeah, this is the state of the world now. It almost doesn't seem fair to review this episode. Much like last week, but last week at least kind of delivered something that was watchable and entertaining. Yeah. This is not going to be an episode to remember anytime soon.
Yeah, no, it was not.
I think, and I mean, you could tell. I mean, we're already exhausted just talking about this, so maybe it's just at this point we should just bail out. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, is there a need to do a pros and cons? I don't think so.
No.
No, this whole show was just one big con.
Yeah, this is one of the most skippable episodes of AEW Dynamite you will ever come across. I don't even think it's necessary to watch this episode in the context of the whole, like, show. Really?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, this really could. I mean, you can just watch the highlights package at this point.
Yeah.
When it gets posted.
Yeah.
You won't be missing anything, so. Oh, well, sorry about that. Sorry we wasted everybody's time tonight.
Yeah.
including our own. Lawrence, plug yourself.
All right, find me at LOB_3. Also, I first of all, I just want to give a shout out. If you guys haven't listened, my good friend co-host Isaac McEnroth was on Wrestling Observer Live, believe it or not.
Oh my god!
The other day, talking about his IPW Australia promotion that he's going to be working with that back home. So. Give that a listen. He did a whole interview segment on there. So, yeah, pretty crazy. So,
all right. Yeah. Well, hey, right on, Isaac.
Yeah, I have nothing to plug myself. I'm plugging him at this point.
Hey, it's cool. I've plugged other people too. In this case, though, you can find me at Strong Style Story without the E in Style on Twitter, personal Twitter at GD Wessel, 2 S's 1 L. And just today, I threw up a pod blast for Busting Balls, myself and my co-host. Talking for 25 minutes, what do you do when you're a football podcast and there's no football? Well, find out. SoundCloud.com/busting-balls. We do actually have a match report of one football match involving an actual footballer, though. So it would be Ronaldinho in a futsal tournament in a Paraguayan prison where he is currently holed up for having a false passport. So, yeah, check it out. SoundCloud.com/busting-balls. So, well... Much like last week, we don't actually know if there's going to be a Dynamite next week. After this one, I almost kind of hope they don't. But
I think all I think wrestling just shouldn't really be going on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, really. Yeah, let's yeah, maybe it's time to, you know, chill a little bit on the programs. But yeah, so we may have a show next week, we may not. Lawrence, any final words?
I mean, I don't know. I think pro wrestling as a whole, like I said, I think we need to put this on hold, man. This is a lot of these shows just don't feel they don't feel right without the people here.
Yeah, I'm with you. So
they don't feel right to me, man. It's just very strange. And it just doesn't like hook me in, you know, as much this way. And for safety reasons, of course, you know, it's right. I don't think it's safe for any of these guys to be doing this right now. And it's crazy out there. It's just really not necessary.
But that being said, if they decide to go, we'll have a show next week. Until then, you know, be safe, wash your hands, stay 6 feet from folk. If you can help it, try not to go outside too much, and cover your sneezes and coughs. I don't know what else we can say at this point. You know, care for those who are vulnerable, and don't hoard. So that's all I can say. So we may be back next week. We may not. So until then, be careful out there.
Yeah.